Oh, strange horn eater in the basement below. Keep careful watch over my brother's toe. And should the doctor transform and suddenly explode, keep watching over Ragnar's bones.
If this is to end in fire, then we bolt out together. Watch the smoke climb higher into the night, calling out, Doctor, oh, return the toll. Hope the flames stay trapped behind the basement door. I set fire to that dark basement. I set fire with a Molotov. I set fire to the secret lab. I set fire, then ran away. I hope the guards don't find me.
Welcome to Chasms and Kremlings, a non-canon, nonsensical Cosmere RPG podcast. I'm Ben, the GM. Today's crustacean information is apparently, to add on to last week, some crustaceans can regrow limbs. So when they abandon the rest of their friends and get their leg cut off, sometimes they can grow it back.
Only sometimes.
Only sometimes, yeah.
Well, he's doing that. I'm Austin. I'll be playing Thar. His crustacean information is he really loves a particular star in the sky, and he just loves to see it.
Is it Calamity?
He doesn't know.
Calamity.
He just recognized that one star. It's not like a very profound star. It's like
it's superpowers.
Just a normal star.
Just a normal star.
Just a normal star in the sky. But he can tell that that's his star.
That's his star.
Yeah.
How does he tell it's his star?
He has that gut feeling.
So he gets it wrong every five times and it changes all the time.
No. It is not changed.
The question is it really the same star? All right, Meralt.
Hi, I'm John. I'm playing Meralt. And my fact is that Meralt is a rehabilitated fire moss addict.
Oh. All right.
And I'm the one who...
So there was a time when you put fire moss in dumplings.
Yes.
That might have been cut from episode one. There was talk of putting fire moss in dumplings.
Let's do a little uneducated. What is fire moss?
Fire moss is... That's a good point. Our audience probably doesn't know.
You're welcome.
It's moss that when you rub it between your fingers, it kind of emits a smoke and absorbs through your fingers.
Cosmere meth. Got it.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, more like Cosmere tobacco.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's more addictive than that.
It is more addictive than that.
People don't...
Meth.
People don't gamble away
invested
their...
meth.
Yeah, invested meth.
My name is Rachel. I play Tama, and my fun fact is that Tama hates soup.
Oh, that ties in with events, I guess.
Gotta make it food related.
She was having trouble making soup earlier.
It took me forever.
It was the stove's fault.
Oh, gosh.
But what stove do you have?
A really bad one. It took 30 years to make grandma's vegetable soup, which it really shouldn't take. I know, because it would take forever to boil.
So the T-1000?
Because you have to boil it and simmer it and boil it and simmer it.
Idarin, if you're still there.
Hi, I'm Alex. I play Idarin. And Idarin's fact is he does not care for hats. He finds them irritating.
As we are all wearing hats.
What?
Wink,
not
wink.
Idarin.
No one is wearing hats.
No one's
hats.
Wearing a hat.
No.
Talking about Tumple? You're wearing Tumple right now?
He's not. He's more of a shoulder... decorated.
That's not what I was talking about, but it's okay.
Might be a scarf.
Are you talking about...
We're just going to pass by that.
Right now, you're back in the alley. You have just heisted Austin's toe.
Oh, yeah. The kid's on my ledge.
Yep. So
Doctor exploded. Kid's on the ledge. Do any of you react to the kid before he does something else?
I want the kid off my ledge. I'm going to tell him that. Straight up, get off my ledge. That's my ledge.
And he shrugs and jumps down.
Okay, I was prepared to yank him off.
And now he's just going to turn and walk deeper into the alley.
Oh, wait, 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 wait. May I ask how much you weigh?
He turns to look at you, shakes his head, and walks deeper into the alley.
Aw.
Art, you are an odd one. Do you know that?
I got my ledge back. I'm up on my ledge now. All is well.
Well, we could take the child.
What?
Tackle the child.
No, you already have
take the child.
You've already semi-kidnapped someone else.
Whoa, 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 whoa. He's following me with his own free will.
He can't.
The child wouldn't be.
He's just walking into the alleyway. I don't.
We could follow the child.
Could follow
before we lose him. How far is this alleyway?
We probably should. Well, we don't have anything better to do.
The question is, what time of day is it?
That is a very good question.
What time of day did you heist the toe?
Night.
Mid dawn.
You said it was like middle of the day.
Whoops.
So you got up middle of the day, heist of the toe. We're going to say the sun is setting now. You wasted an entire day doing this nonsense.
That wasted.
I feel spent. Like.
It's a valiant mission.
Spent. You're coming back. It's nighttime. The first moon is starting to rise. You can't see all the way to the back of the alley like you could before, but it's not so dark that you need to pull out spheres for light.
Think we should follow him? I'll stay on guard as I pull out my spear.
No, I'd like to stay here on the ledge. You can go.
Stand guard and follow somebody.
At the mouth of the alleyway?
So you're just like, we should do this, but I'm going to stay here. You guys go.
That's my job. You guys go follow him. I'll stay here.
Okay, yeah, we'll separate the group.
Right as it gets dark? That sounds like a great idea.
Be the darkness.
Be the darkness you want to see in the world.
Okay.
Okay. I followed the child's lead into the alleyway.
I guess here we go.
Are we sure we want to follow him?
You don't have to. You could.
I'm staying on the ledge.
We're going to split the party again.
I'm good. Okay, split fine. The party. I begrudgingly jump off my ledge. I'll follow now. I'm not happy about it.
Where does this child lead us? That's true. Do I heal?
You haven't slept.
Yeah, you guys haven't done any resting or anything.
We did level up, though.
So you have extra hit points that came with your level, but you're still missing the same amount of numbers.
I'm very happy that I was on top of the stairs.
Yeah.
Stupid crab ball.
Yeah, I'm still very hurt.
Maybe we should just rest here in the alleyway. It is like evening and stuff.
We should follow the child.
The funny thing is I still actively have the crab shrapnel in me.
Oh, yeah.
You're part Kremling now.
Oh, gosh. Not
multi-classing.
Multi-classing as a Kremling. Hey, you hear that, Brotherwise Games? We have another class for you. We call them the Impaled.
Crab people.
So you're following the child. You follow him towards the back of the alleyway. As you remember from the daytime, get dead ends at a building, and then there's kind of skinny pathways for water. This whole war camp, or at least this section, is constructed just bizarrely. So this path goes nowhere. So as you get to the end of this alleyway, the darkness starts encroaching on you more. The child is gone. There is a hooded figure at the end looking towards you.
Hood has stayed on the ledge.
I don't know. I have a feeling we can trust this man. So I'm going to put 1 foot forward, reach out my right arm with a dominance.
How are you not
of a warrior ready to receive a firm handshake?
Errol Wilson, nice to meet you.
There.
And the best part is, this guy doesn't even know who Daryl Wilson is. So you reach out your hand for a handshake. The hood kind of tilts. You can tell he's looking at your hand. You just see like a kind of grizzled old white beard.
Hello there, young sir. Might I ask you what you're doing in this alley?
Might I ask you what you're doing in this alley?
Well, you see,
meh.
We are kind of broke and don't have a building. So we are kind of homeless. That is why we are in this alleyway.
It has a very nice ledge.
You guys are the ones who burned down that basement.
What? I don't know what you are talking about.
Yes.
I think that was another mischievous group
of... That was my alcohol.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I am very proud of this fact.
I would like to use plausible excuse to provide a cover story for what we were doing instead of...
Is that a skill?
Basement. Wait. It is.
Oh.
Okay. Read it off so I know what it is.
Years of covert operations have taught you to dissemble. I don't know what that word actually means. On the spot, concocting a reasonable excuse for the most incriminating of behavior. I feel like that could also apply to previously committed behavior.
I would agree.
Yeah. All right. What's your plausible excuse?
Why are we trying to convince this old man that we didn't burn down the building?
I don't know. I already admitted to it.
I feel like we shouldn't admit to that kind of stuff.
Whoopsie-daisy.
My character knows what the excuse is. I don't. We were selling dumplings.
No, because that just ties us back. No.
We got to be different.
Oh, you're right.
I said we were homeless.
He's hearing all of this.
That was the other day. I was like, we could say we were at the arena, but that doesn't work.
Fabrials. We were destroying Fabrials.
Yes.
Oh.
As you can see, I have this excellent specimen here on my shoulder still. And the bird like bobs.
And I have this megaphone.
He nods over to your bird and goes,
Geraldo.
The chicken bobbles.
What?
Geraldo?
It has a name?
This magnificent specimen?
That specimen's name is Geraldo von Plinth the Third.
What?
Whoa, wait.
Character lore.
How do you know this bird? What?
The bird bobbles a little more.
Dumplings?
Oh.
So it's your shack.
Yeah.
What's our shack?
Aladork, are you alive?
He gives you a quizzical look.
Aladork. I suppose that's easier to say than Geraldo von Plinth the Third of the Aldor von Plinths.
It is a very magnificent name. How do you know who we are?
Oh, I've been following you for a while. The bird doesn't talk.
Oh, okay.
You're my kind of person.
Yeah.
And Darren just like sits down and like reassesses reality for a
minute. What do you mean you've been following us?
Did you see our dumpling contest?
No.
Oh.
Dang
it.
We were staking out that doctor, figure out a way to infiltrate and find out what he was doing. He gestures towards Meralt. When this guy comes in, and my voice has already changed three times, brings out two crippled people. So we followed you back to the shack and the weird, chaotic mess of food.
I totally won that, right?
Won?
No. I was the clear winner.
Mine?
You saw that one dumpling. That one dumpling just wins.
We thought there had been a battle.
Everyone would want my dumplings. You're right.
Burned it.
Well, no, your shack isn't burned down. You burned down that basement. We watched you return.
Remember my alcohol?
Yeah.
And he gestures to the side, and the kid pokes his head out of the weird little skinny alleyway.
Wait, it's the kid!
How did he get behind us?
Magic kid!
He nods at the kid, and the kid, who's gestures now behind you,
with his head.
Turns around and walks out of the alleyway.
Why were you trying to infiltrate the doctor?
Do you want to know what he was doing? I'll tell you what he was doing.
Experimenting. Yes, that's actually why I'm here.
He cut off my brother's toe to turn it into a bomb.
See, this is what happens. And I hold out my arms very proudly.
Oh, I would have my own toe.
Just like present it.
As I hold out this very nice toe, this is my toe.
That's a bomb.
No. There's a couple steps in between.
This crab looking ball.
She still has bits and pieces.
You want some? I've got samples on me.
He looks at you and you're like torn, bloody clothing. He's like,
with just a grin on my face. I'm having the best time.
Actually, maybe.
Cool. Hit me up. Probably. They're not leaving for a minute.
Well, I'm not going to try and extract.
No, I'll do it for you. Are you?
No, we're.
It also vaporized that guy. That was kind of traumatizing.
What do you mean?
A guy got turned into nothing.
Oh, yeah. This giant guy who's tied to the wall came and, like, grabbed the thing, and it blew up, and I still got hurt.
You mean Ragnar, the horn eater?
Sure. I don't know. Just paying attention.
He was glowing before he disappeared.
I was too busy slapping you and then dying.
The hooded guy, like, his attention turns right towards you.
Glowing.
Yes, glowing. And smoke started to come off of him.
Follow me.
He walks past you from the direction you came from.
Stay close. Don't draw any attention.
So he leads you up the street back towards where your dumpling shop is. You're going to walk past your dumpling shop in that huge wide street, past the wheel shop and all that. As you pass your dumpling shop, I mean, you don't walk right next to it, but you see a line has formed from the front door down the street. There's an angry lady at the door just banging.
When do you open?
As you followed the hooded figure.
Oh, we could have stayed in business.
Huh.
Moral is not happy right now.
So much supply wasted.
It's not wasted. It's artistic liberty.
I meant leaving it, but sure. We left wagons, choles.
It's still there.
Yeah, wait.
They're so good that you drew the attention after one day of a line of people. They came to see what all the fuss was about, but you guys are closed.
Aw.
They don't know that inside is a rotting mountain of dumplings.
I'm going to go chuck a Molotov at the freaking building. Make sure that they don't see inside. See what my shame.
No. That was arguably ruined the worst one. Ruined my
reputation.
One.
Maybe I could reopen after this all settles down a little bit.
You put hair in one.
I didn't put it in there. It appeared.
It appeared. It was on the outside. It wasn't inside.
It was sticking from the inside to the outside.
I rolled a 13. What does that do?
Stop it.
Are you throwing a Molotov?
Nah, I just rolled dice.
Oh, okay.
He did tell us not to draw attention to ourselves.
Yeah, everyone roll a sneak. Let's see if... No, just John. John is the famous one.
That's a 3.
As you pass your own dumpling shop, someone recognize you. There he is! The hooded guy goes, damnation.
Why'd you lead us past my shop?
I thought you might want your supplies. I didn't know there was a line of people. We're stretched a little thin.
I think we should take care of them.
What do you mean, take care of them?
That's not what I meant. Like, feed them, give them dumplings. I have 2 in my pocket.
I have a bunch I made.
They're inside.
We are not letting them inside that shop.
You don't have any dumplings in your pocket. You were held captive.
And searched.
Oh, I do not have any dumplings in my pocket. No
dumplings. You don't even have the sphere you stole. Rachel has it.
Keep up.
And he breaks into a sprint.
All right, let's get running.
You guys run down the street. The moon's rising. You know, it's getting darker and darker. A mob of people is chasing you, shouting,
Dumplings!
What did we put in those things, brother?
I think I accomplished my goal. I made a name for myself. I'm famous.
Back to Thalina. We've accomplished our goals here.
Dumpling simulator complete. Let's go home.
You eventually managed to outrun them. The last civilian, much like in that episode of Dandadan, falls behind.
I was thinking the same thing.
I knew you'd be on the same page. Yeah, the last civilian falls behind. You guys just keep running. He leads you to the edge of the chasm on the edge of the war camp. You kind of run this weird haphazard way through the borders of the war camp. There's no guards. You climb up over a wall, down the wall. It's nothing too crazy. But then he leads you to the edge of a chasm and goes, all right, you guys ready? Or do you need a minute?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely going to need a minute. Definitely going to need. Okay.
So he pulls a rope ladder from under his robe and attaches it to 2 camouflaged stakes designed to look like the stone. And then he tosses the rope ladder over the ledge of the chasm.
Let me know when you're ready. How far down is that?
Let's go.
What's the next high storm?
Sir, I am ready. And I would. I jump onto the ladder and just go down.
I immediately follow.
I am not going into that chasm if there is a high storm.
Shouting up from the chasm, you just hear, come on, it'll be fun.
The next high storm is not supposed to be here till tomorrow.
Will we make it to where we're trying to
That's
go?
That's plenty of time. I continue to go faster. Trust the old man. Get down here.
What? This is a strapping young fellow. What are you talking about, old?
He will all the worst that die.
Yeah. But whatever you say, Captain.
I was Thumple. Like, why did his voice change again? Oh, wait,
I gotta think about Thumple. What do you think?
My name is Thumple, sir.
Thumple? My bad. What do you think we should do, Thumple?
Whatever you say, sir.
I just remembered he was here.
Come, join us.
This is up to you, Thumple. For your safety, what do you want to do?
Just get your butt down here.
don't make Thumple make decisions. This is not my PC to be in the game. This is an NPC that you somehow stole. He was supposed to die in the arena.
I would not let that.
We are well aware, seeing as he's here.
Okay, fine. We'll go down. I'll go down before. Make sure the coast is clear. All for right. him.
It's clear.
Idarin was first. So as you climb down, Idarin, you get halfway down this chasm wall, which is about 60 feet at this. Yeah. That sound right?
Sure.
Yeah, that sounds right.
All
right.
So it's about 60 feet down to the bottom.
40 feet on the shallow end and like.
Yeah. So this is a little bit deeper than the shallow end.
Yeah.
But the ladder does only seem to go down about 40 feet. So it doesn't even reach the bottom. And as you get about 30, 35 feet down, a small bit of stone scoots aside and a hand reaches out to you.
Sick.
I grab the hand.
They kind of pull. And if you're willing to just go with the flow, they pull you into this room.
I go with the flow.
It's lit entirely by spheres, mostly diamonds.
Bougie.
Diamonds are the lowest form.
Never mind. I really should figure that out.
Diamonds, sapphires.
So they don't mine. They don't mine for gemstones. They all of these crustaceans, the entire world that's made of crustaceans, they all have a gem heart inside of them. So the bigger the crustacean, the bigger the gem heart. So if you kill this thing that's the size of a bus, you get a pretty massive emerald.
Okay.
And so that's how they get gemstones. And gemstones glow when left out in a high storm.
The stormlight.
Yeah, that's the stormlight part.
Diamonds, then sapphires, then what?
Oh, that's what you want. You want the higher.
So I don't do another bougie thing when it's not bougie.
That's funny though.
Not really.
Yeah, that is hilarious.
Ouch.
So diamonds level one, level two is?
Garnet, Heliodor, Topaz. Then level three is Ruby, Smokestone, Zircon. Four is Amethyst, Sapphire. Then level five is Emerald.
All right.
The room is entirely lit by diamonds. It's a soft white light.
Sorry, did you say there was a harsh brown light?
Yeah, harsh brown light as it bounces off all the stones. Inside, there's a table. Not kind of a table. It's a table. And on the table are maps. There are also a couple other rooms or doorways that you assume lead to different rooms. There's only one person. So there's an Alethi man pulls you in and he goes, hello, hello, hello. What?
Hi. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Is this sort of similar to Zigzel?
Yeah.
I think he's bad. I don't know. That sounds kind of Sazed.
Yeah, well, I'm okay with Sazed. So it's a...
They're similar.
There's a bald man. He pulls you in. He goes, hello. It is good to see the man who burned down the basement.
That was me.
Hi. I can't take full credit for that.
Can I calm down?
What?
Yeah, you're all coming in.
We're all in? Okay.
Just one at a time. In whatever order you want. Austin was next.
No, he was not. I was climbing down the ladder. Next?
Okay,
I was like, yeah, sick, and I followed him.
Yeah, you're next. All right, come in.
As he says, thanks for burning it up, I poke him. I'm like, that was me.
Ah, many thanks. Bows. I guess. I don't know.
Idarin bows back.
And you guys are coming in.
Whoa, what a shiny head.
Thank you. I polish it every day.
It's beautiful.
I try.
It's kind of blinding.
It is.
Gonna look away now.
Okay.
Idarin has a sudden urge to rub his head. I'm gonna roll for it. I resist the urge to rub his head.
Can we rest here? Is there a place for us to rest? It's been a long day.
Yes, you can rest in the back rooms.
Somewhere where I can pull the crab pieces out of her.
They can stay. It's all right. I'm getting progressively paler. I am not all right.
What? Where are we?
The chasm.
Obviously the chasm.
I want everybody to roll a perception.
Oh, wait.
That's a natural one.
Oh, I got a 9.
I got a 19 plus 4, 23.
16.
I am tired.
Geralt has been trying to keep us out of trouble the whole time.
And you're going to try and pull crab bits out of her?
We will take care of that. None of you, please stab your friend.
Idarin lowers a knife. Clearly disappointed.
He gestures towards one room. Here is the hallway to the living quarters. You are welcome to stay as long as you like.
Why?
Well, you pose no danger to us, and yet you burned down the basement. It was of great help, although regrettably, we did not learn what was going on in that basement.
Crab bomb.
Serious.
So you say.
You want to hand over your toe?
I guess he was interested in my toes.
Yes. He reaches out.
I'm going to whisper this to my toe.
You'll be back with me soon. And then I hand it off.
He gives you a very concerned look.
He's very attached to the toe.
And then he takes the toe.
It is my toe. I think I would be attached to it.
Oh my gosh. Everybody take a D4 at death. No, I'm just kidding.
What?
It's... Never mind.
Cognitive damage.
Cognitive damage. spiritual damage, actually.
Spiritual.
That hurts your soul. All right. So he takes your toe. And then he goes to you, Tama. Would you like to see the surgeon?
I guess. Only if I get to keep some of them.
Some of the surgeons? We no, only have one surgeon, and you cannot keep him.
The crab shards! I'm very attached to them! Unlike his toe.
I will see what we can do.
Thank you.
Might I ask who you are?
So yeah, he leads you to the back. There's a surgeon there. Got his mask on, and he's like washing his hands and holds them up like surgeons do. He goes, okay. He will get the charge out of you.
Sweet.
All right, so... He examines you, goes through checking for shards, and you guys can, this can be downtime. If any of you want to do anything, go through your bags, see what you have, look for weapons. I normally this would be where you go shopping, but there's no shopping down here.
I'm going to go shopping.
Darren absolutely falls asleep on the nearest suitable surface.
All right. So y'all take a short rest while Tama is in surgery.
Woohoo.
Everything's all done. And you're still awake.
Yes.
He just anesthetic'd it as he tweezered out.
He just yoinked.
Yeah. I'm a doctor. I know how these things work. You can trust me. And the EMT shakes her.
Very much not, but anyway. Okay.
How many? I pulled out 3 shards, but there was one that it was just stuck.
Stuck?
Yeah, it kind of looks like how long has it been in there? It looks like it's already healed. And if I pull it out, it'll cause more damage.
It's only been like, how long has it been? 2 hours?
Well, it's in a place that it shouldn't bug you too much.
Cool.
It's
just all right.
In your like poking rib. Between your ribs. Yeah.
Sick.
But yes, he now has a like a tray. It has 3 pieces of shrapnel in it.
Okay.
I would like to study these.
Great. Can I have the middle-sized one?
Yeah, that's probably fine.
Great. I take it off the tray, I shove it in my bag, and I walk out.
Just puts it right back in her body.
No, I put it in my bag. I walk out there, and I see everyone's asleep, and I'm like, dang it, I'm late, and I fall asleep.
Wait, are you all just sleeping in that main room?
Yep.
No.
I'm sleeping right on the max table.
Absolutely. I am dying.
That was the message I got, which is why I went to join.
So you just go lay on the floor next to these guys?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm going to go find a bed of some kind.
You don't even have to roll for that. They showed you where the beds are.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a private room. It's got a door. This is a surprisingly well carved out area.
Does it have a lock?
For being halfway down the... No, it does not have a lock.
Oh, they won't murder us.
I was going to suggest that one of us should stay awake just in case they do try and murder us, but I don't care. I'm going to go sleep in an actual bed and not be a maniac.
All right.
I like uncomfortable positions. Case in point, the roof and the ledge.
You all already leveled up, so just long rest. You get your health back.
Hooray!
Do I get my focus back?
Yes, you do get your focus back. I don't know how health recovery works. I still haven't looked that up. Y'all get your health back again. I think the only thing that persists is injuries. You wake up. Those of you who went to sleep on the floor in that main entryway, there's now like 6 kids circled around you, staring at you guys sleeping.
What do you guys want?
I stare back intently.
Their eyes just get slightly wider. They just keep staring.
Where's my brother?
I'm waking up very groggily, like nothing makes sense in the world.
One of the kids points down the hallway.
You took him?
He shakes his head.
Oh. Was he awake before us?
No, he's comfortably sleeping.
Yeah.
He got a good rest.
I'm still asleep.
He's still sleeping.
I was very tired.
One of the kids pats his head, rubs his belly. Another one does them both at the same time. 3 of the kids jump out the doorway into the chasm.
What?
Into the chasm.
Into the chasm?
Yeah.
Can I follow them?
Goodbye, children.
Want to.
Have a good time.
I'm just going to like peek out and watch like what they're doing out there.
You can see there are these little like carabiner anchor things. As they jump out, each of them hooks something onto the wall, and they run down the wall to the base of the chasm, and then they unclip and keep running.
Sick. I go back inside. I can't do that.
Is there food?
One of the kids points to the different room.
Oh, I thought there's a wall behind that door. I'm going to go in there. You never know.
You go in there. There's a whole kitchen.
Hello. There's an old lady in the kitchen.
Got it.
Okay. How are you doing, madame?
That's not my name.
What is your name?
Milady, obviously.
Yes, I am Milady.
Pronounced Malady.
Well, Mrs. Milady, how was your morning?
It was wonderful.
I'm just going to walk in the room and just grab whatever food I see and start eating.
All right, I'm gonna roll just to see how lucky you are. Not that D100.
I, too, would like to eat food and see how lucky I am.
You got a 20. Alex got a 32.
Not very well.
All right. So you, Tama, get just a handful of spice. if you were to grab meat and you just kind of like dip it in the bowl of spice to cover it completely.
And
But you just kind of reached over and grabbed a handful of it and put it in your mouth thinking it was cereal.
I am really, really tired right now. The world does not make sense.
Roll whatever constitution is. My freaking thing won't load.
Survival.
And then Alex, you grab a tuber. Uncooked, just a root.
14.
14? All right, I'll give it. Your face gets really hot, but you don't throw up.
Sweet.
Well, Miss Madame, are you the cook?
M'lady.
Is it M'lady?
Mrs. M'lady to you.
I'm very sorry.
How dare you Mrs. be so rude?
M'lady, are you the cook?
I am the cook.
Oh, and I believe...
And,
she looks over at Tama, concerned.
I see you guys like spicy food.
I don't know what she's on about.
Food.
I do have some women's food if you'd prefer something sweeter.
In the Stormlight world,
yeah.
Men's food is spicy, women's food is sweet. And it's really funny whenever they have to eat the other one. Because men go like, how do you eat this? It's like full of sugar. And then the women eat the spicy food and they're like, what is wrong with you guys? Can you not taste?
Okay, I am suffering right now. My face is on fire, so I nod very enthusiastically.
Okay, then.
And she leads you over and she gives you flatbread and jam.
Yes.
Roll luck. I just had my luck.
It's going to be strawberry.
I want to see if it's strawberry.
Oh, no.
Why would they give us very rare jam?
Anything above it. Okay. Did you just roll a 9?
I did.
I said above it, she rolled a 9.
Yeah, but that jam is super rare. Why would they just have that and give it to us? Rare.
That's why I gave it a 10 out of 100.
10 is out of 100.
Yeah.
I gave her a D100.
I think it is strawberry jam.
Hi.
That might be some sort of strawberry blend.
It's a blend. It's I like that. It's jam made of other jams.
I did not think this would bite me in the butt.
Roll with disadvantage. A survival.
Walked into a kitchen and has almost died twice.
That's unfortunate.
What'd you get?
10.
Okay, with a 10, I want everybody to roll perception.
Oh, God.
Do I get disadvantage because I'm like two rooms over? Oh.
You don't even get a roll.
But he's the only one who's smart enough to help me.
That is a natural one. I am just eating my food.
I got a 17.
Okay. Wait, no.
That's even better than what I had planned. All right. So you see her.
My eyes are starting to bulge out and my face is getting more red, if that's possible.
Does that jam make you bigger?
I'm not going to go look for food. I'm going to pull out a sack of dumplings and eat one of the dumplings out of the sack.
It's just in your room?
Yes.
He's leaving me alone to die.
Meanwhile, in Meralt's room.
Dumplings today, dumplings yesterday, and storm it if dumplings not tomorrow. I'm not coming out of there. till they come and get me.
You're just begrudgingly eating dumplings in your room, not even thinking there might be food down here.
Anyway, my lady, does that jam make you red and bigger?
What are you saying?
Well, my friend there looks like...
Oh, no,
She rolled a nat one.
I'm gonna die.
With a nat one, I'm just gonna have her look at you and go,
oh, that's just the spicy food she ate earlier. That the jam should cancel it out soon.
How do you treat allergies in this world? Because I don't think EpiPens exist.
Blink once if you're okay.
I didn't say a blink twice. Do you have your Discord open?
Yeah.
I should have a blink twice. Okay, blink twice if you are confused. Blink three times if you like Idarin, and blink four times if you need help.
Idarin looks up from his tuber like, what? Don't bring me into this.
And that was five blinks. I have no idea. She's doing one too many blinks for all of them.
Dude. I just had like a blink seizure at trying to blink a certain number of times, and it did not work.
Do you want to try it again? Oh, okay. She needs help. Wait, what could it be? Meralt.
Meralt. You're just yelling for her?
Yeah, I'm just yelling for Meralt. I have no idea what to do.
All right, I'm gonna start a countdown here.
Okay.
Would I know how to save her?
Roll a medicine.
Wait, is that? I have a zero
in
that.
I'm so confused by this Discord message.
You should be.
I'm going to die.
14.
I'm really going to die.
A 14. You do know that there have been some cases of something like this happening in field training. That when something like this happens, you give them a certain herb.
What herb?
What herb is it?
Just make one up. I'm actively done. Epi herb. That's great.
Epi herb.
Oh, I like it. The epi herb.
Do you have any epi herb?
It's called a iperb. I will roll. It's a 4.
We don't, but the doctor might. Why do you need?
My eyes go wide and I run out of the room to the surgery where can we have caused enough ruckus for the smart one to come out of his room now, please?
I was yelling out his name.
Between me running and shoving past him, assuming all the kids in the hallway.
Oh, hey kid, you know the man sleeping in his bed. Go get him for me, please.
And the kid runs down the hall. So, Meralt, you're sitting there eating your dumplings all begrudgingly because you hate them so much. A child bursts into the room, just starts waving his hands, choking himself, and then pointing.
You're choking? Okay.
He slaps you, and then he points.
Okay, I'll come with you, I guess.
Kid runs down the hall.
Okay, I'm going to go back with...
So you all get into the surgery room all at once.
My throat is like really, really red, and I look really confused. Like my entire world is just... nothing makes sense anymore.
The doctor runs out and he's just like, runs back, comes over with this green stuff. And he like smacks it on your face and starts rubbing all aggressively, smooshing your face all around. And smoke starts rising. But then the swelling starts to go down just enough for you to breathe a little bit.
I have saved you.
I'm not sure if I would call it that. Still not great.
But you are alive because of me. Apparently. Anyway, I'm going to go try that jam. And I'm just going to leave the room without a care.
I think I need light. Does that make sense? I need to go outside. No, I don't know. Help!
First of all, what happened?
I ate the jam. It had strawberries. I went up like a balloon.
What's the problem? Strawberries are delicious.
I'm allergic to strawberries.
That would have been good information to know. You were working in a food place and didn't alert us that you were allergic to strawberries.
Why would you use strawberries and dumplings?
You didn't put that on your employee handbook.
I didn't have one. I just appeared.
I just appeared?
Why am I traveling with you?
Because you can't get rid of me.
Hey, lady. Hey, Miss Madame. Slather me up some of that.
Nope.
Body increasing. Nope, you failed.
Can I get some of that jelly?
Thunder cracks the sky.
Happy New Year, everyone. It was great to see a bunch of you at Dragonsteel. If you don't remember seeing us at Dragonsteel, it's because we had no marketing and no products. But if you remember that weird booth playing Rock Band, that was us. And I gotta say, some of you made me look really bad at the drums. It was a lot of fun. Our next episode releases January 28th, as we get back to our standard release schedule of every couple weeks. That's all for now. Bye. I have a sound bite for you. Is it this one?
Of what he sounds like?
This one? It's not that one. Why do I have so many of them? Oh, dang it. Why?
Why does that get us?
How many of those do you have?
I don't know. Those were 3 days apart.
Oh.